Are you having problems with money and debt? Are you writing checks hoping money will appear to cover them? Are you taking risks with health and car insurance coverage? Are you always having a financial crisis to contend with? Well, if the answer is yes to any or all of them and more besides, well, maybe the answer to all of that is Debtors Anonymous. Now, I have to admit, I actually never heard of Debtors Anonymous before I was given the brief for this. But I'm delighted to welcome to the programme and on the line to talk to me about Debtors Anonymous, Stephen. Stephen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Listen, and I'm delighted to have you on. As I said from the outset, I hadn't heard of Debtors Anonymous, but I know plenty of people in debt, myself included. But I suppose, you know, when we talk about mental health and all that sort of stuff, debt is no different. It can play on your life and play on your emotions. So talk to me, Stephen, if you would, about Debtors Anonymous. What it's all about?
Okay, well, thank you for having me on the programme, Dara. Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step fellowship. So it's based on the traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's similar in structure to Alcoholics Anonymous. It's a worldwide fellowship of people recovering from compulsive debting. So basically, when I talk about borrowing money, can become an addictive and unmanageable part of some people's lives. Some people might notice that it's a compulsive behaviour. It feels for a lot of us that we just get into it due to circumstance, and so for some people it becomes addictive and unmanageable part of their lives, and for some people debt can be like alcohol to an alcoholic, food for the compulsive eater, or gambling for the compulsive gambler, and it can. Many people can end up many thousands in debt to credit card companies, on student loans, tax to the revenue commissioners, to family members, or to personal loans from banks. Some people who come to the fellowship are recovering also from compulsive spending or from under-earning. We have people actually in the fellowship whose main problem is under-earning, which is basically not earning enough to cover their basic needs, and they may not necessarily be in a lot of debt, but they actually recover very well also in Debtors Anonymous. But we have a lot of people in the fellowship who come with a lot of debt, and we basically it's peer-to-peer support, so we're a 12-step program, as I said, and so we welcome them in. A lot of people will come in and get a sponsor and work the steps the same way as you would do in Alcoholics Anonymous. And we would meet with a series of pressure relief groups, which would be basically two other members sitting down with a new member to discuss their finances and to give kind of their own experience of how they coped and how they managed to make their lives more manageable. Despite their debt, in those pressure relief meetings and with consultation with your sponsor, a member would formulate a spending plan and a debt repayment plan. So it's not really a financial kind of or an investment group, or it's not a get rich scheme. It's not a business or credit counseling agency. It's people who are compulsive debtors helping other people who are debtors as well, and so that's basically what we're about. And a lot of people have found great recovery and have turned their lives around. In my own case, my debting originally when I came into Debtors Anonymous was so bad that it was the only thing I thought of when I woke up in the morning, the only thing I thought of going to bed at night. Now, I've parked that over there. It's a manageable part of my life now. I've brought it to a place where it's much more manageable, and I can get on with the other areas of my life now. I can get on with my socializing, my work, my hobbies, and whatever else. And so that's basically what Debtors Anonymous does.
Wow, well done, you, Stephen. I suppose we're all aware of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'm sure we're all aware of people in our own lives that are addicted to alcohol, or you could be addicted to nicotine. You're addicted to gambling. We're all familiar with people there. I suppose when we talk about debt and we talk about borrowings, I come from a time, well, I'm not that old, but, you know, you would have been instructed to live within your means. But I suppose, I know that the banks need to take a bit of a hit on this as well, but we all remember when there was almost free money going around. I suppose it's very easy to get caught up in, I'll borrow for this and I'll borrow for that and I'll borrow for the other thing, forgetting that, well, somebody needs to be paid back, and then it consumes you and takes over your life. As you said yourself in your own case, Stephen, it was the first thing you thought about going to bed at night, or the last thing you thought, and the first thing you thought about when you woke up in the morning. I mean, that must be the most scariest place to live.
It is. It is, Sarah. Yeah, and it actually becomes, I suppose, that, you know, that there's two aspects to the first step in Debtors Anonymous, basically, is that, first of all, we're powerless over borrowing, and we're powerless over the whole our whole behaviours around money, whether it be compulsive shopping or under-earning. And also the second aspect of that would be that our lives are unmanageable. So basically, you know, when our lives become unmanageable, we you know, in many cases, we have creditors ringing us several times a day. We've got letters coming in the door. We don't know how where the next money is coming for the rent, or, you know, to pay for the week's shopping or whatever. So I think you know what we do is basically together, you know, with each other, is we help each other to make our lives manageable again, and to put that in we actually, it's a spiritual program based on the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, when I say it's a spiritual program, a lot of people would be atheists who come into the program, and you know, there's ways around the spiritual side of that. But it's basically we basically stop incurring new unsecured debt one day at a time. So we put a stop on that, and then we start building up small cash reserves for ourselves, and make our lives more manageable as a result. And you know, we learn actually to start to live within our means. You know, that's one of the big things of the program, is to start to live within your means, starting from day one, from the day you come into the program, to start to try and stop the cycle of borrowing and endless and getting into further and further debt. And that can be very difficult for people in the beginning to do that. But when you do, it actually pays off big time. And the first thing that I got when I came into Debtors Anonymous was a huge amount of hope. You know, where I came from, a total despair, and, you know, unmanageability.
Wow, that is inspiring. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head there. Hope, and that's what people need. You know, regardless of what their addiction is, they need that sense of hope. And I loved you touched on the whole spiritual side, because I know we're in a very secularized society, and maybe if people are looking at the website as I am now and the 12 steps where God is referred to, but that's not, strictly speaking, you know, the God of Christianity. It could be any God. The fact of the matter is that you're following a process, a step-by-step process, not on your own anymore. So you're powerless over debt, but now you're taking back the power of yourself.
That's correct, yeah. You're powerless over your debt. You're actually allowing other people to help you. Basically, you do all the footwork yourself, but you're allowing other people, and if you have some sort of a belief, you're allowing a higher power to help you as well. So you're no longer alone. That is a big, huge thing. You're getting the benefit of the experience of other members. You're working the program under the guidance of other members who have been in the same place where you have been before. So it takes away the whole thing of, basically, you can't really recover alone in a vacuum. You need help, and you know, the DA offers that.
And, you know, I suppose the other thing that we think about when we think about debt, and I know myself that there'll be times in the month where I'll run short on finances, as we all do, but you won't go to something because you feel ashamed that you can't afford a certain gift of a certain value. I'm thinking of families now in the run-up to Christmas that are struggling to make ends meet, and they'll almost feel ashamed that they can't provide for their children in a way that they would like to. I presume, Stephen, it's exactly the same when you have that tremendous debt hanging over you. There's that sense of shame. Maybe that's stopping you from walking in that door to that first meeting. That is when your life is going to change, because there's no more shame, and don't feel ashamed. I suppose that's the message, really. Don't feel ashamed for saying, I need help.
That's correct. That's correct. The shame is something that will keep dragging you down. So as we work the steps, we lose that shame. We get our lives back together again, which is the greatest gift that we can give to those around us. And also, if we've hurt anyone with our behaviours with money, we make amends to those in a safe and kind of gentle, healing way. So it's a very, very healing program. And shame, we leave aside the shame. You know, we deal with this, and we talk about it at the meetings and that, but we don't act on shame. And certainly I would encourage anybody who's out there who's feeling shameful around the situation with money to you know that, you know, you're not alone, and there is really no need to feel ashamed. Certainly no need to feel ashamed about asking for help.
And there's nothing that all of you guys that are there already, there's nothing that'll shock you. You've heard it all. It's like going to a GP. You know, the doctor's heard everything. You've heard it all. You're there to help. So for anybody that's listening right now, Stephen, and they're in that, I'm slow to say that dark vista, but I suppose it is, where they feel, I can't cope with this anymore. I need help. How do they go about getting it?
Well, they can phone our information line. We have somebody. We have a volunteer manning a mobile phone number, and I'll give you the number now. It's 086-408-4468. That's 086-408-4468, and somebody will get back to you within 48 hours. Now, we've got face-to-face meetings in Dublin and in Galway. Unfortunately, we don't have any in Cork at the moment. But we have members who reside in Cork who come up to the meetings in Dublin and Galway. So, if there's no meetings in your area, you can, if you go on to www.debtorsanonymous.org, you'll find details of telephone meetings, which there's a few on every day. There's quite a number of them. And a lot of people find them very, very helpful as well. And by keeping in touch with them, with the fellowship here in Ireland, every now and then an Ireland convention where everybody, all the members within Ireland, came together for a retreat. So, there's always different. There sometimes we organise workshops in Dublin and Galway as well. So people can travel up to those. Probably the first step would be to make that phone call, or to go on to debtorsanonymous.org and log on to the first phone meeting. Or if they live near, or if they can travel up to Dublin or Galway to go to the meeting, it's Saturday afternoon at 12:20 in Dublin, in the Dublin Central Mission, and it's in Galway. It's on Monday. At 6:30 in Salt Hill Church, but all that information is available when you phone the number, and also it's also available on the website. We also have the Business Debtors Anonymous meeting in Dublin, which caters for people who are debtors who also are business owners, because they may have specific problems, and that meets at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays in the Dublin Central Mission in Labby Street. The details are also available on the telephone and also on the website as well for that.
Well, just to remind listeners again that the all-important hotline number, which is answered by a volunteer, the number is 086 086-408-4468. That's 086-408-4468. And leave a message and you will be contacted within 48 hours. The website address is debtorsanonymous.org. I'm on it now and there's just a whole, abyss of information there. The most important thing is make that call and, you know, a problem shared is a problem halved. Stephen, I want to thank you, not just for coming on to talk about this, but listen, well done you for, you know, going forward and getting involved and sharing your issues, sharing your problems, but more importantly, of taking control of your life. And I know it's a step, it's a day-by-day process, but well done you for taking those positive steps forward.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Thanks for helping us spread the word on your radio station.
Listen, it's an absolute pleasure and a privilege. Continued success and, you know, well done to everybody for making that step and for the support and the hope that you're giving other people. Well done.
Thank you.
Stephen, take care and we'll talk again soon.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.